flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Folks, as we know, the ramp up to the Super Bowl, it is getting close now. We are in the final days, and joining us now is Jay Cicero, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. They are the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee 2025. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. I appreciate you having me on.
So, Jay, you know, it was mighty nice of you to have this snowstorm created to make it seem as though, you know, y'all are, can beat back any challenge as it relates to the new Super Bowl event.
Nothing like a few distractions to keep you on your game. Is that right?
I was thinking about you.
Something, 130 years since we've had that type of snow.
I was thinking about you the other day, and as the storm was coming in, I was like, oh, my God. He doesn't want to talk about the countdown. I'm certain he doesn't want to talk about the snowstorm.
Well, it was very interesting. I'm glad everybody had a few snow days. We worked all the way through it. Thank God we could work virtually now instead of having to be in person like we used to.
But absolutely,
it's behind us now, and I hope we don't see another one of those for another 130 years.
I was just teasing Kevin Doliole at the airport. We were covering all of, you know, the inbound, outbound seats. I mean, the numbers are staggering. You know, that's going to be moving through that airport in a very short period of time. General aviation, 8 to 10x of what they normally deal with on a daily basis is just staggering as well. But obviously, I know you don't like the countdown, but not that many days out, right? So how you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like we are on fire sometimes to try and get things done before deadlines. But we're feeling good. Everybody is communicating and working together. And, you know, it certainly is. Everything's not going to be perfect. Nothing ever is. But you strive for perfection and hopefully in the striving for perfection that we have an excellent outing next week. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Any big ticket items still on? Obviously, there's always little things that have to be done, but any big ticket things out there that are still underway?
No, you know, nothing major, just a lot of little things here and there. You know, we do want to make sure that everybody comes to opening night at the Superdome on Monday and attends the Super Bowl experience at the Convention Center Wednesday through Saturday. You know, these are family-oriented events. You know, we've been distracted lately with the terrorist attack on January 1 and then the snowstorm and our citizens. And so we're a little behind on attendance for those. We're compared to some other cities. So we want to urge our fans to use their Saint Sense. You know, there's a lot of information on the city's website about street closures, et cetera, but use your Saint Sense. You know, what I tell everyone is that, you know, there's only 5,000 parking spaces in the Superdome. If there were 4,000, four people per car, that's 20,000 people. Where do the other 40,000 people park? We all park downtown and we walk to the dome. And I want to encourage everybody Monday night to buy their $20 tickets and bring their whole family to the Superdome Monday night and enjoy seeing Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and everybody else on the Chiefs and everybody on the Philadelphia Eagles team up close and personal and to be able to see them in an environment that is without a helmet, and to be interviewed by the media. It's something special, and I think they're going to love it.
Jay, and it's an opportunity to see what the dome is going to look like on the inside as it appears Sunday for the game, right?
Absolutely. The decor is, you can see the outside of the Superdome now, the decor that's gone up and the decor that's on the Hyatt. And some of the downtown buildings. But the inside of the dome, I haven't even seen it yet. We've been so busy with other stuff, I haven't even had a chance to see the inside of the dome. I can't wait to see it Monday night, and it's going to be spectacular. I think that folks that love the Superdome as much as we all do, and maybe some young folks who've never been in the Superdome can come and see it for the first time, but under this decor program that the NFL does, it's going to be special.
Now, this can't happen. Folks don't really understand a lot of the financial commitment that goes along with this, and without great corporate sponsors and great corporate partners, you can't pull it off. You guys have had Entergy, Chevron, and so many more standing side by side with you. Tell us how these partners really help shape this Super Bowl.
Well, I can tell you the leadership of Marcus Brown and Entergy, like you said, Chevron, Auctioner, and numerous others have really led the way for incredible corporate support of the Super Bowl host committee. And without them and the numerous other host committee sponsors and financial supporters, we would not be able to host the Super Bowl. We would not be able to raise the funds necessary to fulfill all the obligations in the bid. And that's part of the Sports Foundation's mission. As the staff for the host committee, is to raise all those funds. And I'm happy to say that we've finished our fundraising and we've raised all the funds, and now we're in execution mode from everything from transportation to street closures, as everyone can tell, and finishing off the last touches here before the teams arrive next week.
Interestingly, you know, we talk about how this is no longer a one day just football game on a Sunday, right? And it's so much more. And I've seen a lot of that. I've worked a number of Super Bowls here in the city, and I had occasion to look at the Super Bowl 59 media guide of the events. 28 pages long. I mean, it's
amazing.
I was reading through all the events last evening. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea everything that's going on and just so many different things to do. And if you really just want to be part of a Super Bowl event, you need to get to that website and check out all the things that are out there and all the opportunities.
Yeah, I agree. The event has certainly grown tremendously since the first Super Bowl that the Sports Foundation served as a staff. That was 1997. Since then, the number of media members credentialed has grown from 3,000 to now over 6,000. The number of special events has certainly grown. The number of sponsors of the NFL has grown. So that, you know, when you think about the traveling person for Super Bowl, they're usually guests of sponsors, or they're guests of the two teams playing, or they're just fans of the two teams playing. You know, that makes up the majority of the folks that, or the folks that come to Super Bowl every year, that makes up the majority of the fans that that are in the stadium that day. And they'll be here, you know, be here next weekend. And so that's why the economic impact is so high. There's people traveling with corporations that are inviting them. They're invited guests of sponsors and vendors and other folks associated with the NFL. And certainly their expansion of their broadcast partners, expansion of all their sponsorships and activations, certainly leads to more economic impact and more spending, and you, as proof through that list of events. And those are the events that we know about. There are, yeah. There are other events that are happening in town that we probably have no idea that are happening just yet because they're setting up somewhere and haven't contacted us. But it's going to be great. You know, we need to put on our Mardi Gras sense and Saint sense, as I say, and come downtown and enjoy these special events and be a part of something special. Also want to encourage everyone to come downtown for the Super Bowl Host Committee Parade, which will be Saturday, February 8th, starting at Decatur on Decatur Street and moving towards St. Charles Avenue. And then the Cathedral Lighting Program. I think people are going to be thrilled to see the digital map lighting of the cathedral, the cabildo, and the presbytery that will start this Sunday evening and will run every day and every night, excuse me, not every day, but every night from Sunday through game day.
And there are different events almost every night for that, right?
Absolutely.
Taking advantage of that.
Every night starting at 6:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the preliminary photos that I've seen are spectacular. It's inspiring. Everybody that I've showed it to, and my wife was like, "Wow, we got to see that multiple times." And I feel the same way. But you know, we have a Louisiana Culture Fest happening at the French Market. That's free. The parade is free. The cathedral lighting every night is free. These other events are start at $20. For the NFL opening night and Super Bowl experience, and we just want people to come downtown and enjoy this for everything that it's worth.
And there's
a lot
so
of work
many...
in this, and people want to we want to share it with everyone.
Absolutely, and you know, because I want to ask you about what you hope the legacy of this Super Bowl is. I mean, there's been others, and they've all left something behind in a very positive way. I'm headed to the Pelicans game tonight to see the Pels and the Celtics mm-hmm. play. Yeah. And some good friends of mine just opened a brand new restaurant right there in the Hyatt, Rizzuto's Prime. And we're going to go by there. Yeah. And, you know, and I understand there's a whole host of different restaurants that have opened here in leading up to this event, taking advantage of it, which is great. I mean, and that's just one little legacy thing that's left behind. But tell us what you hope that Super Bowl 59's legacy will be?
Well, that's a great question. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to answer that fully until after next week. But you think about all the construction projects that have gone on that will be here for numerous years after Super Bowl is gone. The renovation of the Caesars Superdome, $560 million renovation. The Mrs. Benson, the state of Louisiana, the Superdome, LSED, the Superdome board took on, and ASM Global really managed that on their behalf. You know, all of that are huge legacies. But there's also the financial legacy of leaving $3.5 million in the local 10 parish area community that we did with Entergy and Impact 59, powered by Entergy. That was a program where we gave away $3.5 million in funds and through grants to over 60 nonprofits in the greater New Orleans area. And And so it's the event that just keeps on giving. I think that the biggest legacy is how we use this event. I say we, New Orleans and Company, the state of Louisiana, the city of New Orleans, how we use this event to bring other business and to show this, put a spotlight on New Orleans and Louisiana and on the many great things that are happening. You know, we tend to focus on some of the things that aren't happening, but we have so much, so many good things that are happening. This is our opportunity to shine.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you. As I said to Kevin Doliole earlier, I just looked at the 10-day forecast. No snow predicted for next week. So, you know, there are many other challenges, but that's not going to be one, right?
That's not one we're going to be worried about.
Absolutely. And it looks like things are shaping up really well, and I think the execution is going to be as flawless can be, and we look forward to enjoying all of the events. And I look forward to being down in the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation area for Media Row. We will be broadcasting this show live from there every day next week. So we really look forward to that as well. And thank you for the opportunity, and look forward to visiting with your folks.
Well, Newell, we appreciate the partnership with WWL and Intercom, everyone that is involved with an Odyssey that's involved with this. It has been a great partnership. You guys have been fantastic, and not only your great service, but very entertaining to be on your show. Again, we just encourage everyone to use their Saint Sense, come downtown, and to be involved with these events. It's family fun.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Best of luck. And we're going to visit with Marcus Brown when we come back, chair of the Super Bowl host committee, senior vice president, general counsel for Entergy, and one of the big sponsors for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation and the host committee. And we appreciate you joining us. Best of luck. We'll be right back, folks.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, we're joined by Marcus Brown, chair of the Super Bowl host committee. He is the senior vice president, general counsel for Entergy. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you for having me.
Marcus, first let me say on behalf of not only myself, but I think, you know, everyone in the city, we really appreciate your organization stepping up, being, you know, the host of the Super Bowl. This doesn't happen without just incredible, great partnerships. And I just wanted to get that out of the way and understand, and for you to understand that we really appreciate the effort.
Well, we over here at Entergy, you know, we're really excited about being the founding partner of the Super Bowl. But I also want to thank you, WWL, and your listeners, because it's been over a year now, and you, you know, joined this journey with us very early on to give us an opportunity to provide information to your listeners. So we really appreciate having this forum to do that. It's been great.
So I guess you're not busy at all right now, are you?
Well, you know, we're coming down to the end, Newell. So however busy we've been, you know, it's exciting that we're, you know, a couple of days away from Super Bowl week. And as you might imagine, you know, all the hard work is starting to come to fruition. We're starting to be able to see things kind of, you know, turn the corner towards the end. We're really excited about what's coming up.
So when you're behind the scenes in preparation for a Super Bowl, I got to imagine it's a little different, right?
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, you know, the fans certainly are, you know, watching the NFL playoffs and kind of tracking the teams to see who might make it and then trying to decide, you know, how much time they're going to invest in the game. But what we're doing is we're doing all the preparation that it takes to make sure that all the things that we committed to do as a city to attract this game, to allow the NFL to choose us as a location, we have to make sure all those commitments are met. And so we've got, you know, the Great New Orleans Sports Foundation and lots of volunteers and agencies across the city and the state all working to get the city prepared so that this game is a huge success. And the people in the community, they've seen a lot of the work that's been going on, the streets, you know, the murals and the other things, but there's a lot of other stuff that's taking place. But we've had great support and we're rounding the corner, as I said, towards the end of it.
And obviously this is a great opportunity, bringing a lot of folks to the city as it relates to economic development. And I know that you and your organization always has your eyes on that. And was there a lot of activity around that in the months leading up to the Super Bowl?
Oh yeah, there is. You think about the economic impact of a Super Bowl. In 2013, it had about a $500 million economic impact across, you know, New Orleans region and the state. Now we expect that number to even grow because the game has grown so much in the last 10 to 11 years. And so we're looking at, attracting people to this region. Tourism is obviously a big economic driver for us. And clearly a Super Bowl is a great way to drive tourism. But I have to really commend Governor Landry and his team, who's been working, hand in hand with us to focus on economic development beyond tourism. And so the governor and his team has put together a 14,000 square foot pavilion on the riverfront by the aquarium. And we're going to host all kind of economic development forums there. They're going to be hosting CEOs. There are going to be 32 billionaires coming to town for the game, owners of teams, and they're going to be representatives from all the major corporations in town. It's a great opportunity to capture those people's attention to show them that New Orleans and the state of Louisiana is a great place to do business in a lot of other areas. I mean, you know, the clean energy transition comes through our state. Oil and gas is big. We've got the Space Center here. There's a lot here to attract business beyond just tourism, which is also important. So we're looking at this as a great opportunity to get a lot of things done that will have lasting impact on the city and the state.
You know, I'll have an opportunity next week to visit that venue on one of the nights. I can't remember which one it is now. Looking forward to it. But it's amazing, almost every silo of the city, you know, from an economic standpoint, is really just full to the brim right now with activity, discussions, conversations, meetings. And I don't think people really ever think about that as a result of hosting a football game, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is the most unifying event that I've ever experienced in my 37 years in New Orleans. So what I mean by that is people are focused on getting things done. And I know that, you know, there have been some strain on our community as we've gotten the streets done and the lights fixed. And you've upgraded infrastructure in other ways. But also think about the benefit of that. I mean, you know, the focused attention on getting the bridge, you know, lit and all of those things, we'll get a chance to benefit from that for years to come. And the the most important thing, you know, for me in all of this has been every group, every side of the political spectrum, it doesn't matter where people sit, they have all been collectively working really hard to make sure that this Super Bowl is a success. The city, you know, led by the mayor, the governor, Landry leading the state, all the local and parish officials. I mean, there has been one unified effort to make sure that we put on the best show. And I've never quite seen anything like it in the history of the time that I've been in New Orleans. And it's been wonderful.
That's just beautiful to hear, quite frankly, because that makes the difference, you know, between those
that
succeed and don't, right?
Exactly. You know, and when you think about New Orleans has hosted, this will be our 11th Super Bowl. We are tied with Miami, you know, for having hosted the most Super Bowls, and I know people hear that a lot. But we want number 12. I mean, and so, you know, we've got a completely, the city and state, and the Saints have spent $500 million upgrading the Superdome. And if you've been inside there, and I'm sure you have, you know, it looks amazing inside, both in terms of the vistas and also the technology is better, the food is better, you know, the seating is all better. So it's really competitive with other stadiums. And we are well positioned, I think, to get number 12. But, of course, an important stepping stone to get number 12 is that Super Bowl 11, number 11, Super Bowl 59 that's coming up in a week from now, should be a great experience. We think it will be, and we think that will seal the deal for us to have the best opportunity to get number 12.
Now, Entergy has been very involved with Impact 59, right? And
yes.
Jay alluded to it earlier. How do you think that will contribute to the legacy of this Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans?
That's a great question, Newell. You know, when you think about an event like the Super Bowl, it is a fabulous week of the spotlight on the region, you know, and certainly on the city, but it comes and goes. And if you want to have some lasting impact, then you have to put some things in place in the communities that can, you know, people can reap benefits long after the game is over. And so what Impact 59 did was to really fund grants across a 10-parish area. And I think all 10 parishes actually received grants in some respect. Those grants range from $25,000 to $250,000, and they focus on areas that are really important to our region, like youth development, workforce training, education, health and wellness. I mean, those things are the kinds of things that are the bedrock to making our communities more livable. And, you know, and so we believe that funding the nonprofits that do that kind of work is the best way to have a lasting impression, impact rather, on this community after the Super Bowl is done. So Entergy, you know, the Saints, you know, a number of other companies have stepped up, have contributed to that fund, and we're really excited about the impact that we think it's going to have over the coming years.
You know, when you think about all of this coming together, and I had this discussion with Michael Heck, where you talk about, you know, how everybody has been getting along and coming together for this event, and they've already agreed that they're going to continue some of the committees that they've set up in the aftermath of the Super Bowl, because
right.
they recognize how much they've covered in a short period of time and how much they've achieved as they set out to remedy some of the challenges that we have, whether it's infrastructure or otherwise,
right?
This pays off in a big way. You know,
it really does. I mean,
how a football game does that, right?
Yeah, because what you see is this working collaboration between private sector, and government, individuals, Michael Heck, with the, with Greater New Orleans Inc., they do a lot of work on economic development, but, to work directly with the city, the parishes, across the region to get things done that need to get done. That's the kind of partnership that, we all believe, should be extended well beyond this game. And so, trying to keep those committees in place that drive the kind of outcomes that everybody wants to see achieved, it just makes a lot of sense to continue to try and do that.
Well, again, Marcus Brown, thank you so much for joining us today. I think you're going to stay with us for the next segment with Jack and Susan Groh, Director and Associate Director of NFL Green. But I just wanted to say again, thank you to you and your organization. I know they're paying you big bucks, right, for this volunteer effort on your part.
Well, you know, we're going to have a great experience. That's payment enough. I mean,
that's the payoff.
If we get number 12, yeah.
That's a different negotiation, right?
Exactly. If we get Super Bowl number 12, that's payment. That's the greatest success of all. So we're excited
Absolutely.
About the opportunity.
Absolutely. Just teasing. Marcus Brown, Chair of the Super Bowl Host Committee. He'll stay with us. We'll be right back with Jack and Susan Groh, Director and Associate Director, NFL Green. We'll find out what that's about and what they hope to accomplish. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jack and Susan Groh, Director and Associate Director of NFL Green. Anytime you have an event of this size, this magnitude, so many different things going on around the city, it has an environmental impact. And NFL Green, I think, is designed to address that. They join us. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. Good to be here.
So I know that was just a real quick description, but why don't you tell us about NFL Green and what it hopes to accomplish?
Well, NFL Green is the brand for the NFL's environmental program, and it's been in effect now for 32 years, 32 Super Bowls now since we've had the this environmental program in effect. And NFL was the first professional sports league anywhere to start thinking about the environmental impact of the big events that it does, you know, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, the draft, the kickoff, all the things that we do around the year. So we started off 32 years ago with a very small recycling project, which at the time was groundbreaking because no sports facilities in the country had any solid waste management, recycling, anything like that. And then over the years, we added more and more environmental impacts, more and more programs, food recovery, material recovery and repurposing. And then eventually, about 20 years ago, we decided instead of just mitigating the environmental harm or impact, why don't we see if we can leave a positive environmental legacy, green legacy in every community? And that's been a big part of our focus now. And that's a big focus of all the projects we have going in New Orleans now for Super Bowl.
So describe that legacy for us. What does it look like and what projects are going on as a result of Super Bowl 59?
So we work to leave a positive green legacy. So we work closely with the local Super Bowl host community, with the host committee and with local partners to find out what those needs are here. So the biggest requests in the New Orleans area have been for trees and also for coastal restoration projects, a huge issue here, of course. So tomorrow, if I'll just give a quick rundown of what we have coming up. We already were out here in December to plant trees along the Lafitte Greenway. We planted 32 trees for all 32 teams to provide some shade and cooling along that beautiful greenway through the city. Tomorrow we'll be out at Hardin Park planting trees and doing a park cleanup, putting in some new park benches to really beautify that important park out there and celebrating the history of that park. Been working with Councilman Green's office and the host committee and some other folks out there, the New Orleans Saints, to make that happen. On Monday, our biggest project is an oyster reef project, a living shoreline coastal restoration project in partnership with some really unique partners. We are working with Chef's Brigade and area restaurants who have been gathering up 59 tons of oyster shells for Super Bowl 59. In December, we placed all those in bags and got them ready to go, and those will form a reef along the coastline down in Leeville, down by the boat ramp and fishing pier down there to kind of shore up that shoreline. And then we'll have 100 or more volunteers down there also working with us to plant marsh grass behind that to provide a coastal buffer down there to storms. And we're also working with, in addition to CRCL, we're working with some special ops military veterans we've worked with often in the past. They're a group called Force Blue that repurposes the skills of these talented military veterans to do work along the coast. And then on Tuesday, we're working with Pontchartrain Conservancy and planting 600 trees out there by the Chifunti Lighthouse. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. Yes. But that will also provide some storm mitigation to the town of Madisonville and that whole area down there, restore that section of coastline. And then, Jeff, you want to talk about 100 Yards of Hope?
Yeah, and then on Tuesday night, we're having a film premiere, the New Orleans premiere of a documentary film called 100 Yards of Hope. And what it is, it's the story of the first marine conservation project the NFL ever worked on in partnership with the Force Blue military special ops veterans out in Miami, and we worked on it in Tampa. We've done other marine conservation projects since then, like the Oyster Reef project that Susan just described. But that documentary movie is pretty stunning. It's going to be shown at Nunez Community College, and there's still some seats available. Folks can go to Nunez Community College and register. We've only got a capacity of 400, so the first 400 people that sign up for that for next Tuesday night will have seats. And it should be a lot of fun. There'll be a panel discussion afterwards with some of the folks who are in the movie about the project.
And then we'll also be talking about this year's project.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit that night, too. We'll talk about some of the projects we're working on this year.
We're visiting with Jack and Susan Groh, director and associate director of NFL Green. Guys, I got to tell you, I looked at the website last night, and I was kind of blown away by some of the stuff that you involve yourselves in, and I never imagined that I would just hear the breadth and depth of so much more as you describe these projects here today. I mean, it's incredible. And I know that historically y'all have involved yourself with food recovery, a lot of leftover products from a lot of the sponsor events, as well as the Super Bowl and others, and you donate that to the local food banks. I mean, there's just so many ways that y'all make a difference here. It's just absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, Newell, it's a testament to the communities that end up hosting Super Bowl too, I think, because, you know, we come into the community and we've got some resources, but we're not the ones who are full of ideas. I mean, we're full of something, but we're not full of ideas. So we come into town and we meet with local folks and we ask them, you know, what can we do while we're here? Is there a project you guys have in your hearts that somehow, if we can help jumpstart it or kickstart it or just, you know, assist with it? And that's why the projects are different in every community that we go to. Like Susan mentioned, one of the big things here in New Orleans is trees. I mean, the storms all the way back to Katrina and even since then have just destroyed the tree canopy and so much here. So we don't come in New Orleans without knowing that we are going to plant trees. But the question is, what else can we do to make a positive legacy? And it's interesting. We drove down one of the greenways today and we saw some trees that we had planted. What was it, 14 years, you know, 12,
yeah.
12 years ago, or actually 20 years ago, a couple of years after Katrina, when we were here for Super Bowl, and we planted along there, and they're all huge. They were saplings. Now they're all huge shade trees along the center of the road there, and it's just such a nice feeling for us to come back and know that with all the hoopla around Super Bowl and our other events, you know, we're here today, gone tomorrow. They're great events, but what's left in the community afterwards? And it's nice to be able to come back and see that there's a footprint, a positive footprint left that shows that when we were here, we did more than just entertain folks and have a great event.
You don't see that all the time. And it's really a beautiful expression of the NFL, the event, and working with local folks. And I know exactly what you're talking about when you see something that you did many, many years ago and the impact is still there. It's growing, it's alive, and it's still doing what it was intended to do, right?
Definitely. And I've got to say, the host committee has been wonderful in working with us on all of these projects and kind of helping to guide, you know, what we're doing here. They know what needs to be done here. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention one final thing. On Wednesday, the group we're working with to get all these oyster shells for this
Oyster night, yeah.
Chef's Brigade is hosting what's called Oyster Night. It's actually oyster lunch and dinner. And they want to draw attention to what needs to be done to restore the coastlines here and how local chefs are teaming up with scientific partners to gather up those oyster shells and save the coastline here. So a lot of chefs in these area restaurants, dozens of them, are hosting oyster specials. And then all of the shells from those oysters are going to be gathered up, and they'll go into future coastline restoration projects. So Chef's Brigade has a lot of information about that, I believe, up on their website. But a lot of great restaurants joining us in this effort, and we'll be visiting some of those to talk more about these projects.
Yeah, we've learned more about seafood since we started coming down to New Orleans than we ever, and we live up in Rhode Island. So, you know, we're pretty well versed on seafood, but oh man, we've learned a lot about oysters and not just how good they taste. We've learned a lot of other interesting things about them. So it's great to be able to work in a place like New Orleans. I can't tell you how, you know, the culture here, the food here, the people here and the spirit here, it's just tremendous. And when you think about how many things New Orleans has survived and still thrived. You know, I don't think there's another. I don't think there's another city in the world like New Orleans, to be honest with you.
Well, we couldn't agree more. Jack and Susan Groh, Director and Associate Director of NFL Green. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for the impact that you're making in our community in partnership with the NFL. We truly appreciate your efforts, and have a great stay here, and contribute to those empty oyster shells as much as possible. I know I will be.
Thanks,
Newell. A pleasure chatting with you.
Have a great week. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Scooch joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we'll talk about some of the new information that has come out about that tragedy in Washington, D.C. We'll also talk about a couple of things happening this weekend, not the least of which is the crew of Chewbacca's. So the Mardi Gras festivities are kind of getting underway here, and the city continues to ramp up. I know you've been talking a lot about this, but the city continues to ramp up for the Super Bowl, and it really is an exciting time. And I'm telling people, if you've never been downtown during the Super Bowl in New Orleans, make plans to come downtown next week or even next weekend, because it really is exciting to just be in the center of all of us. So it's free for all Friday, so we'll try to have fun this afternoon.
Absolutely. Scoot's headed your way with a great lineup, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you Monday morning from Radio Row.